Like a river flows, oh, like a river flows. Good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are here with me and the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son, all of us together worshiping the incredible words of Jesus Christ and the word of our Creator, Father God in heaven. Elohim, Yahweh, God, Father, Dad, Papa, whatever you want to call him, that's what we're here to do today. And we are so blessed, A, to even be doing this show at all, B, to be able to do it every single day together, and C, be able to do it for an hour together every single day to start off our mornings. Nothing could make me happier. I would rather be no other place than but heaven. And I am so incredibly grateful and thankful that we live in a world and a country still where we can do this. This is what it's all about. Without this, there's nothing. The song that you just heard was called Where You Go, and it was by Bethel Music, and the two that you saw there performing was Jen and Brian Johnson. They are husband and wife. Just another example of what a husband and wife can accomplish when they have the same goals. Unstoppable. We talk about it all the time here on Rise Up and on LFA. When a husband and wife are connected as one, they're an unstoppable force, which is why the devil is constantly attacking marriages. The devil doesn't... thank you, Kittenhead. I appreciate that. Thank you, Miss Mocha Powered. I appreciate that, too. The devil does not attack lesbian and gay marriages. He lets them thrive and flourish in their sin. The devil attacks righteous marriages between a man and a woman. And he will continue to attack always until we are taken home to heaven. But it's up to you on whether or not you're going to allow those attacks to hit you or to bounce off of you, right? Meemaw Becky says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Furry Grizzly said, Jeremy got a haircut. Looks good. Thank you very much. High and tight, right? I can really see your weight loss. Keep up the good work. I appreciate that. Good morning, lovely patriots. So glad to be here with all of you, says Aussie Mom. MDUSMC77. What's up, my guy? Love you, man. Shishu, do dogs go to heaven? Will I see my baby again? Well, we know that animals are in heaven because we know Jesus rides in on a horse, and we know that there's animals in heaven because it talks about it. So why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? Blessings to all from upstate New York for a few minutes on my morning commute, says Lori V75. We hope you're using a hands-free device. Jake Isme, well, thank you very much. You look great, too. Aussie's mom says, I love Bethel Music. I worship with them all the time. Steve Cross says, animals do not have souls. Sorry, do you know that? Do you know that? Who told you that? Does it say that in the Bible? We know animals are in heaven because Jesus talks about animals being in heaven. Revelation talks about animals being in heaven. So what? Those animals have souls and pets don't? I'm not saying one way or another. I'm just saying, do you know that? Because that's a very difficult question for a lot of people to answer. So if you do know that, if you do know that animals don't have souls, even though they have animal instinct, or just because they only have animal instinct, I would like for you to show me that, enlighten me, and teach me, because I've been getting that question all of the time. And the only way I know how to answer that is this. I know that there are animals in heaven. And if there are animals in heaven, then why wouldn't our loved children be in heaven? Home Skillet is saying BS, bringing out the language this morning, huh? Shishu says, I am completely a mess. Well, you're in the right place, and we love you. Oh, I always heard that, said Steve Craw. No, I heard that too growing up. But then when you read the Bible and you find out that there are animals in heaven, you got to ask yourself, well, why? Which ones get to be there and which ones don't? You know what I mean? You know, so good morning, Ashley. Good to see you, my love. God should says exactly, Jeremy. Waiting for God and hummingbirds in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, amen. I hope to see her again, said Sisu. I bet you will. I bet you will. Redneck says all dogs go to heaven. I mean, I think there's a movie or two about it. She was bitten by another dog and paralyzed. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. I am so very sorry to hear that. But yeah, hey, this is the good thing about this show. You never know what we're going to talk about, right? It always just, God leads us in beautiful and wonderful directions. And I just wait on him and I listen to him. U.S. Navy mom says all animals obey God. They were also created by God. I'm saying they were created before humans. So they got to be somewhat beloved. You know what I mean? Shishu, we love you. We love you. And we're glad you're here today because we're going to talk about something that is, no newsletter today. I apologize. We're going to be talking about something that's very important today, and that is time. Not only do we live in time and we are under the rules of time, there's a lot more about time that we need to talk about. And I've got some pretty alarming statistics to show you today. And you're going to evaluate yourself in a way you may not have ever evaluated yourself before and what you do with that time. So we are now 18 minutes past the hour. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's ask the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and the Son to be with us on this journey so that we can spread the gospel, not gossip. We can spread God's word, not Jeremy Harrell's, and that we can all have fellowship together with God with us. Because where there are two or more gathered, I think you guys know the rest. Share the video, rumble the video, and let's get busy. Here we go. Lord and Heavenly Father, we are so blessed that you guide us on this Godcast where you want us to go and that there are no headstrong personalities on this show. Because it's more than a show. It's a gathering. It's a gathering of people that aren't physically here, but we are gathered here in the Spirit. The beautiful, wonderful Holy Spirit that has been left with us binds us all and brings us all together in Jesus' name to discuss your word every day. And we are so grateful for that time. Time is so valuable to us as humans, but it's also a worldly, earthly thing. And if you take what is meant for evil and turn it to good, then we can take what is limited and earthly and finite and turn it into something beautiful and righteous and infinite. We don't have a lot of time on this earth. What we do with it and how we spend the precious time that you've given us is something that needs to be talked about. We pray that you are guiding us today, Lord, and that you are using me as an instrument of the word of Almighty God, Elohim. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, somebody made a good comment before I went into prayer. I saw in the live chat. They said, animals love us unconditionally, kind of like God. Hard to believe. Then, if animals love us unconditionally, which we know they do, hard to believe that they don't have a soul. Really hard to believe. Because in that way, they're more like God than most of us. Amen? 1,100 people watching. Today, we're going to take our verses. I'm going to give you about 3 different verses today. But our main verse is going to come from 1 Timothy 4:8. Actually, 1 Timothy 4:6. If you guys want to open up your Bibles to 1 Timothy 4:6. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Okay? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. But I'm also going to read from other verses today. But that's where I want to start. Annette says, Shishu, I am crying with you. I'm such a softy when it comes to animals. They comfort us so much, don't they? They comfort us so much. Rachel said she was your dog. She would not want you to be sad. Chin up. Well, I'll tell you what happens when I cry in my house. My dog Jackson, my youngest dog, he knows right away that we're sad, no matter who's crying in the house. And he comes up and he jumps up on you and he wants to lick your tears away. How can you tell me that doesn't have a soul? I'm not saying anybody in here, Steve or anybody else. I'm just saying in general, how can you say that an animal doesn't have a soul when an animal knows you're sad, jumps up on your lap, jumps up on your chest, and tries desperately to lick my tears away so that my sadness can go away? Shishu, I want you to remember what I just said and take that to your heart. Okay? And keep it right there with your beautiful, wonderful, loving family member that has just been called home. Okay? Now, time. As we get to today's verse, I want you to remember that no matter how rich, no matter how poor, no matter how great, no matter how wonderful, no matter how amazing you are, beautiful, ugly, nobody's ugly in God's eyes, number one. And number two, we all have 24 hours in a day. You could be Elon Musk only has 24 hours in a day, no matter how much money he has. Nobody can cheat death, right? So you guys that have been following me for a while, you know that I do this bit, and I've done this for years. I did this even before I became a Christian, and I talk about the precious 24 hours that all of us, Eli, myself, everybody, have in one day. And I want to break this down talking about the average person, okay? Most people in this planet work 8 hours a day. Now, I don't care if you work from home. I don't care if you work at a job. I don't care if you've got, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you got more than 8 hours of work to do today. But let's take the average, 8 hours a day. By the way, back before Henry Ford, it used to be 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, but I digress. And there's a reason why we went to a 40-hour work week, and Henry Ford was the reason, and it was a great thing, by the way. But we went to a 40-hour work week, and so most people work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So if you've got 24 hours in a day, does anybody want to be a human calculator for me? 24 minus 8, what is that? Eli, real quick, 24 minus 8, 16. Eli, you're here with me, so conversating with you, trying to stress you out while you're working. 24 minus 8, 16. Most people, on average, sleep 6 to 8 hours in a day. So let's just take the minimum. Let's take 6 more hours off the day. Now we're down to 10 hours a day. You have 10 hours. What are you going to do with that 10 hours? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as I was doing some research on this morning to find out an updated number here, I found out that men, on average, spend nearly 6 hours a day TV, phone, recreation, exercise. 6 hours a day, men, on average. Now you're down to 4 hours. Women spend 5 hours on average on the phone, on the TV, recreation, or exercise. So let's take it down to 4 to 5 hours a day. Now you're down to that. Okay? What else do you have? Shower, eating, bathroom. Let's say that you take 5 bathroom breaks a day. And each time it takes roughly 5 minutes from the time you stop till the time you start working again. Well, there's a half an hour right there. Let's take a shower. You clean yourself up, you get ready every day. What's that? Half hour, average, most people, give or take. So now you're down another hour. So now you're down to 3 and 4 hours. And let's not even talk about procrastination. Let's not even talk about procrastination, even outside of work and sleep. Because everybody has at least an hour's worth of procrastination, right? So now you're down to what? 2 and 3 hours. Now you got to eat. You eat, if most people, average people eat 3 meals a day, you're talking 20 minutes at least to sit down and eat. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's all said and done, you've got about an hour to 2 hours in your day. An average person, Ken Silvertip, I like that. I like that. That's great. Dog, God, dog. I like that. But anyway, by the man's best friend, I'm just saying, there's a reason. You're down to 1 to 2 hours a day for the average person. We're talking average person, okay? So when do you have time to spend with God? And I'm not saying that we don't have times during the day where we pray to God before we eat and all that. But when do you spend quality time with God? Hour, 2 hours. Most people do not. As a matter of fact, I looked up the statistics here. Average, most people spend more time a week at the gym than they do at any religious or faith service. More people work on their body than they do their soul, is what I'm getting at. Most people work on their bodies and they don't even talk about or even think about their souls. They want to look good. They want to lose weight. We all do, right? But if you're not working the inside and you're only working the outside, you're going to have a fruitless tree. Your tree is going to be strong, but guess what? It's not producing any fruit. Your tree is going to be thick and solid, hard to cut down, but guess what? It's not going to produce any fruit. And if the tree is a fruit tree, then it's not doing what it was meant to do. Time. God doesn't have time. God created time. God lives outside of time. God chick says, I don't know, that's why I started taking lean. Hey, I'm right there with you. Not bad too, right? So my point in all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is we all have the same amount of time during a day, and it's what we do with it that really counts. Now check this out. I have a graph here. I'm going to see if I can pull this up on the screen for you. I might have to pull it up on the Live from America background there. It's probably the only place I can get it. All right, let's pull this up. Check this out. What you're going to see here, this is a chart. As of August 22nd of 2022, all right? And on this chart, you're going to see, this is how much time an average man spends reading in a day. This is how much time an average woman spends reading in a day. 30 minutes. 30 minutes. And I would be willing to bet that most of those people that are reading for that 30 minutes are not reading the Word of God. Let's go back to the graph. See the light blue right here? See that right there, the second one down? That's participating in sports, exercise, and recreation. A little over a half hour probably, somewhere in there, maybe. Maybe not. But look at watching TV. Look at this, folks. This is watching TV. Look at this. The bottom one. Now, what TV are you watching? Well, are you watching more of godly, righteous, lighthearted, positive programming? Or are you watching murder, death, kill? Murder, death, kill, sex. Murder, death, kill, sex, money, drugs, rock and roll. Fantasies about heroes that saved the world when Jesus already did. The level of the amount of time we spend looking at this stuff and doing this stuff. Look at this. Red, relaxing and thinking. Pink, socializing and communicating. You would expect that to be the second one. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is most people. Now, let's say you're watching LFA TV and you have it on all day. Guess what you're doing in that LFA TV while it's on all day? You're not doing garbage in, garbage out, are you? You're doing truth in, truth out, and you're doing gospel in, gospel out. So if it's TV, right, then kill two birds with one stone, said Christy Noem. Too soon? But kill two birds with one stone. Watch TV and worship the Lord at the same time, because you're not leaving yourself much time outside of that. Now, I want to go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 4, 6. We're going to finally go there. You guys can all join me. And I want to read through this, but 4, 8 is what we really want to focus on. But I want to read it in context. So 4, 6 through, okay? Again, if you're going to do these things, if you're going to socialize, great. If you're going to have relaxation and meditation time, great. If you're going to have TV time, great. But make sure that you are pulling God into it. God takes what is bad and turns it into good, right? Take TV time and turn it into God time. Why not? You're going to exercise and work on your outer body. Okay, well, while you're exercising, make sure you have your earbuds in and make sure you're listening to the Word of God, Old or New Testament. Pick one, doesn't matter. They both say the same thing in different ways, right? See what I'm saying? Because we live in a finite, fleshly world where we are demanded to be everywhere and doing everything all the time, then let's bring God with us. It's not about replacing one thing for another. It's about turning that one thing righteous. You see what I'm saying? Nobody can add 24 hours to their day. And most people can't stop doing most things that they do, or their livelihood would be completely changed. And they might lose money. They might lose time, precious time with their families or whatever. But what I'm saying is bring God into those things. If you bring God into those things, you'll stop watching horror movies and you'll start watching amazing movies. You'll start watching movies about death and you'll start watching movies about life. See what I'm saying? You'll stop watching negative movies where people are dying, doing drugs, and having sex, and you'll start watching positive movies where people are living, getting married, having children, and creating a life for themselves with God a part of it. It's not about replacing one thing with another. It's about changing one thing into another. You didn't replace you, right? When you became a Christian, you didn't replace you. You changed you. You are still relevant. You are still here. But it's a different you. You weren't switched out like a clone, right? Like an adrenochrome drinking clone. You weren't switched out. You were changed. You weren't replaced. You evolved. You grew. You became new. That's what we need to do with our time and the things that we occupy our time with. We need to make it righteous. If you make it righteous, time doesn't go so fast, by the way. You know how you go, oh, time's going so fast. I remember it was just like yesterday. When you start turning things righteous, you start living the full 100 years that God gives you, if you're lucky, and you feel it. You change. Transformation. Exactly, God chick. That's what it's all about. See, you always have these people telling you, get rid of this and do this. Get rid of this and do that. No, 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 no. It's not about that. In some cases it is. Drop this and get rid of it completely. But a lot of things you just, you're not a monk, right? You're not a nun. You live in the world. So instead of becoming part of the world and living like the world that you live in, bring the kingdom of heaven to you on earth as it is in heaven. Bring heaven to you. Bring the kingdom of heaven into your apartment. Bring the kingdom of heaven into your home and into your workplace. Bring the kingdom of heaven into your car and in your recreation places. I'm telling you, it makes everything better. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to focus on. And when we can focus on doing that, transforming the time that we spend doing certain things, we can still do those things. We can still watch TV. We can still read, and we can still walk and exercise. But bring God into the fold. Bring God into the mix. That's what I'm saying. Let's go to the verses. Verse 6, chapter 4, 1 Timothy. If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the word of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. Now, check this out. Verse 8. While bodily training, exercise, is of some value, not of great value, not of the most value, not of grand value, it says, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. And then verse 9 says, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Now, folks, if people always talk about your body's a temple. Your body's a temple. Okay, well, it's nice to polish the outside of the temple. It's nice to make the windows clean. But what if what's inside is not being clean, and the plumbing is just is old and out of control and rusting and the pipes are rusting and the plastic is falling apart, and there's water all over the floor, and the lights aren't being attended to, there's no maintenance whatsoever, the light bulbs are out, then who cares? It's kind of like the same thing that Jesus said when he was talking to the Pharisees about their cups. He was like, the outside of that cup is beautiful. It is such a beautiful piece of cutlery that you have, but inside is not good. Inside is not good at all. It's rotten. So it doesn't matter what the outside looks like if the inside is rotten. Somebody just asked what Bible verse I was just reading from. I was reading from the ESV version, but I would like to go to the 1599 Geneva Bible and read from that, which says, for bodily exercise profiteth little. What? ESV said of some value. So it's applying that it's maybe medium value. No, no, no. The 1599 Geneva Bible, by the way, before King James, says, for bodily exercise profiteth little. So it's not even giving it medium. Compared to, right? But godliness is profitable unto all things, which hath the promise of life, of the life present, and of that that is to come. I can go read from the complete Jewish Bible, if you'd like, which says, for although physical exercise does have some value, godliness is valuable for everything, since it holds promise both for the present life and for the life to come. So you see, they all say pretty much the same thing, just in a different way. U.S. Navy mom says, I have the 1599 version. I love that version. I love it. I love it. So that's where we are, folks. You got 24 hours in a day. You got a very limited time to actually do what God puts you here to do, and that was be in his word, spread his gospel, and be who he created you to be, not who you created you to be. And if you're going to do all those things, like hit the gym, watch TV, aimlessly just think about nothing and whatever else, then bring God into that. Think about God rather than nothing. Read about God rather than a fantasy. Watch God on TV or watch faithful movies on TV at least more than you watch secular stuff. I'm not saying stop it all. Have discernment. I get it. We're human. We like fantasy stuff. I'm not going to say you need to be a nun or a monk, but what I'm saying is don't prioritize that stuff. Start filling your cup a little bit more with God and a little less with the world things. And everything changes, folks. Even your life feels longer. The days feel longer. They just do. Because you're fulfilled. You're not lacking. You're not longing. You're fulfilled. So if you're going to have this 24 hours in a day, then use it wisely. That's all I'm saying. And not for what you think you can become, for what God already put you here to be. That's all. And we read three different versions that told you that if you're just worrying about bodily exercise, it will do very little. It will do almost nothing. And when you're at the gym, then make sure you're listening to the Word of God, whether that be through worship music, Christian music, or just the Bible itself on audio. I'm telling you, folks, when you, look, you're a person, a woman or a man, right? Then you find the person that you marry. And then when you become married and you combine the two of you, you become something greater. You become something better. You become something more in God's eyes. You become one flesh and you're smarter. You're stronger. You're faster. You can deal with more, right? You almost become superhuman when you have a wife or a husband who's on the same page as you. Same thing with everything else. Jesus says that we are his bridegroom. So with Jesus, we are everything. So when you bring God into everything that you do, it is everything and not nothing. All of a sudden, watching TV isn't mindless programming anymore. It's consuming the Word of God, or it's consuming positive vibes that you can apply into your life. Not watching movies about death, destruction, murder, sex, money, and horror. No, that's stupid. It's a waste of time, which you don't have a lot of. But the one thing that you do have is the same amount of time as every other rich person on this planet and any other person alive. Same time, 24 hours in a day. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to spend it? Finite or infinite? Carelessly or carefully? Smart or stupid? Forever or for just now? And anybody who does not adopt that way of thinking, but yet has insurance on their car or their house, thinks backwards. Because you're buying worldly things just in case something happens, but you won't get the ultimate insurance, which is salvation. Like a good father, salvation is there. Right? I just made that up. Pretty proud of that. Just Give Me Jesus. Good song. Good song, MDUS. Good song. All right, I've got some videos here. We're quarter till 10, so we don't have a lot of time left. Dancing with Jesus. Amen. But refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Love it. All right, I've got a couple things to show you here. We're not going to show all of this because it's rather long, but this Christian stood outside of a nightclub to get people's thoughts on Jesus. I can just imagine where this is going to go. Let's see the people that are living in the world spending their time aimlessly and finite rather than with a purpose and infinite. Let's go.
All right, we're out here with the evangelists, and we're going to be talking to people about Jesus, going to be interviewing, asking people exactly what they think about God, what they think about life, what the purpose of life is, and also what is fulfilling them. So we're going to have some good interviews tonight. Look forward to it. Hi, everyone. So I'm just here with a guy that's met Travis. I'm just going to ask him a few questions about Jesus.
Yeah, man.
Bro, do you believe in Jesus?
I do, 100%.
Yeah, what makes you believe in Jesus?
Everything. He's my life, my source. Without Jesus, I'd rather be dead.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, wow. So what brings you out of a place like this? Because obviously this is a place where people are drinking, people are going to the clubs. Are you planning on doing that tonight?
Pause this real quick. So I'll just have you know he was wearing a P. Diddy clothing when he said that, though. Just so you know. He was wearing a Sean John suit, which is P. Diddy's clothing. But at least he said that. I'll give him that. Okay, we can come back. Let's roll it again.
No, I'm actually fighting my inner demons. It's like my environment yesterday kind of suffocated the spirit in me and made me want to come out here. But funny enough, I just met someone who talked to me about Jesus.
Wow.
And reminded me who I am and whose I am. And it kind of made me not want to go out anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's just me walking around, trying to remind myself that this isn't the life I want. I want better for myself, better for my family, my friends. So I can't be living this life and then claiming I love Jesus. I have to let go of it completely. Even if it was you had the money, you had the girls, you had everything anyone could wish for, you aren't satisfied spiritually. And I felt like I had to let go of that in order for me to find God. And one of the biggest things I would say is seeking self-pleasure is one of the biggest things people face. And I am one of them. It's like you come out here seeking pleasure, and when you don't get it, you end up messing up again, over and over again, looking for the same thing.
Smart guy.
But when you're called by God, you'll never find it. You'll never find peace in looking for pleasure. It will always end up in disappointment because God doesn't want you to live that life.
Bro, it's awesome to hear like that you were out here tonight, you know, obviously maybe a bit tempted or whatnot, but God's brought you back, and that's what our God does, you know what I mean? We may fall time and time again, but he always just seems to bring us back. And
and I'd say when you're called by God, it doesn't matter what you think, he will talk to you. He'll remind you that that's not what I planned for your life. He'll tell you, stop doing what you're doing. I have so much more in store for you. You can't keep living an average life like everyone. And there's a quote I got from a preacher once, stay out of the majority because it's too crowded. Everyone is in the majority. Like you can see everyone is going out trying to have fun, seeking self-pleasure. But when you're in the minority, you're seeking God's will over your will.
Amen.
And I guess that's the main thing. Always having God's will above your will.
That's awesome, bro. One last thing. Can I say a quick prayer for you, bro?
Yeah.
To Daniel Travis.
Yes.
Dear Father, I just lift up Daniel to you, Father. And I just thank you that, Lord, you've led him here, God. And that, Lord, even where things have been making him steer away from the path, Father, I thank you, Jesus, that he'll just stay on fire for you, Lord. And right now, I release a fresh fire into Daniel in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you, Father, he'd be burned for the word, God. I thank you, Jesus, you just download revelation to him right now, Lord. Lord, I just break off all fear off his life right now in Jesus' name. And I release the spirit of boldness to be able to speak your word, Lord. And I thank you for the anointing to preach. I thank you for the anointing to reach the lost in the name of Jesus. And right now, I just release your power, Lord, your spirit over Daniel right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for your love in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, bro.
One thing I'd like to say before we end is I had it all. I had it all in the world. I was living a life where you are getting paid by being in the world. And you have the girls, you have the money, you have the status, but it doesn't matter. But if you're in the Spirit of God, it's permanent. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of the Lord. And I hope everyone gets that.
Wow. Bro, this was the first, you're the very first interview. I'm going to say God brought you here, man. I'm so thankful that God's done this. And
happy up here.
And bro, it's awesome to meet you, man. Good?
Good.
All right, so what's your name?
My name is Paul.
What's your thoughts on Jesus?
I don't know. He might be real, he might not be real. I guess it's safer to say he is real, I think.
What makes you think that?
Because, I mean, it's a bit too perfect, the universe, no?
What do you think about, like, the way people take their views and their, like, the agenda of this day and age?
I think they think less about Jesus. It's just more about themselves, I think. You know, when they form their opinions. It's not about, they don't think about religious backstory or whatever. They just talk about what benefits them.
Last question, man. If Jesus was to pop up here right now and show you Israel, what would you say?
I would say, please forgive me for all my sins and all that business. Yeah.
Well, man, I want to let you know, either way, bro, Jesus has died for you, man. He does forgive you, does love you, bro.
Thank you. I would say thank you. Amen, I'd say bro. Thank you. Amen. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hello.
How you going, mate?
What are you guys talking about?
Awesome, man. Oh, we're doing interviews for Jesus. Interviews.
I love Jesus. I love Jesus.
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 If you hear me, bless me with a bag tonight.
Bless us with
Jesus,
a bag.
Jesus, I need a bag tonight, bro. Please.
A bag is money.
Hey, man. I just want to say to you, bro. I used to actually be a drug addict, and before I met Jesus, I was a drug addict, and I used to actually pray to God, like thank God for this weed, but bro, you know. the weed was not what he had for me, but what he had for me was his love. And his love completely changed everything. The weed could never fulfill me. The drugs could never fulfill me.
Though?
It delivered me from the Yandi, bro. I used to smoke Yandi every day. I couldn't go a day without it, bro.
Does not like that.
Bro, his love fulfilled me, man. And I couldn't, and I completely gave it up. Completely was set free, bro. And he could do the same for you, man.
Respect that.
Yeah.
And
that's
some respect, my
brother. Yandi, bro.
Hold it, bro.
That's too far.
Hold it, bro. What do you think about Jesus?
I think Jesus is amazing. He's what makes all of us, and I think that's amazing.
So, if you were to die right now, where do you think you would go?
Honestly, I have no idea. I mean, I'd like to say heaven, but, you know, I haven't made the best decisions my whole life, and that's okay. Because God will accept me for who I am.
I want to say that to you. You know, we've all fallen short. We've all made bad decisions. But at the end of the day, you know, Jesus died for us that we could be cleansed, that we could be set free. And I was in a bad place myself when I was younger. But, you know, God came into my life, completely filled me with his love. And I feel like you've had some brokenness in your life. You've had some people leave, even some very people close to you. And it's hurt your heart a lot. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
And I just feel like God's saying tonight, you know, he loves you and he wants to fulfill you. And there's nothing in the world that can fulfill that hole inside of you like Jesus can.
I agree with that. Yeah, 100%.
Can I say a quick prayer for you?
You can, yeah.
Okay. What's your name again, sir?
Lucy.
So, Lord, right now, I just pray for Lucy. And I just thank you, Father, you just encounter with your love, God. And that she would experience you. And, Lord, that brokenness, Lord, I just pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you feel anything?
Christian.
Praise God.
She's wasted.
And do you have anything to say to the viewers?
Not that I can think of, no. Trust in God.
Thank you for that, Lucy. What are your thoughts on Jesus?
I like the fact that he can kind of forgive who you are, because you'll feel bad about doing things yourself and you'll regret it yourself. And you always know that he's kind of got your back, if that makes sense. You don't feel alone, if that makes sense, yeah.
That's a really good answer. And what makes you believe that? And what makes the way for that?
I went to a Catholic primary school, so I had those kind of beliefs put upon me, but I did take them in, obviously.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the other day when I said that if you step out into the world, there's a lot of good out there, that's the kind of stuff I was talking about. There's a lot of good out there. A lot. You just got to seek it. You know, in Noah's day, it said there was none good really left. That's why God destroyed everything, because there was none good. I mean, there are still none good but God, but I mean, there was nobody even seeking God. And there's still many, 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 many people on this earth seeking God, seeking righteousness, seeking Christ, seeking to spread the gospel, saving people, well, having spread seeds, God's still saving people. Jesus is saving millions of people every single day. And that's why he hasn't come back yet, because he's still saving. It's when there's nobody left to save. That's when he'll come back. As of right now, he's still saving. Have you accepted him into your life or not? And I'm being serious right now. I'm not being this cheeky suit and tie, pass the donation, pastor preacher here. I'm being for real when I look you in the eyes through this camera and I say, have you really accepted Jesus of Nazareth, the historical man that everybody knows walked this earth, who did what he said, what the Bible says he did, based on the same kind of proof that we have for every other thing that we believe in on earth? Have you accepted that man, the Son of God, into your life? Have you applied, or have you started applying his teachings to the way you talk, walk, think, eat, smell, and act? Have you? It's a serious question. And if you haven't, it's okay. Admit you haven't. Admit what you need to do. It's a first step to anything. And I want to play a little. How many of you remember Mr. Bean? Eli, you remember Mr. Bean? Remember him? He had that comedy where he just never talked and he just always did, you know? I think he had a great comedy act, right? I want to show you this video. Now, you've probably seen this movie. But Mr. Bean represents you on a bike. I'll let the rest do the talking. Jesus is the Jeep, and yet you struggling before, but now you're going faster than you ever could think. There's the rest of society, and you're flying right by them, thanks to the help of Jesus. Problems, fear, lust, and career. No way. No way, baby. Let's play that again. Let's play that again. Come on, look how easy it happens when Jesus, when he accepts Jesus into his life. Look at him struggle. Look at him struggle. Not anymore, folks. Not anymore. He's going further, faster than he ever thought. Easier than he ever thought before. And he sees his problems on the horizon, and he goes right by him, baby. Let's go. Woo! I praise. Whoa! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, that is what life with Jesus is all about. Nothing better. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for being here today. I pray that you got a good message today. I know that I feel good. I know that I feel good about the way the Holy Spirit worked in us today. Do me a favor on your way out. Make sure that you hit that thumbs up button, just in case you haven't, okay? Hit that thumbs up button, and make sure that you've shared the video, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're just getting started. The world is starting to focus on God again, and we're going to make America great again by making America godly again. Mike Crispy and Unafraid comes up next, folks. I love you, God bless you, and I'll see you at 11 o'clock. Thanks for being here with me on my journey with Jesus. Have a great morning. See you later.